A member of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly from Eastern Equatoria, Grace Abalang, says women in her state do not have any reason to celebrate International Women's Day.
We cannot celebrate when our own very women, our constituency, the people who voted for us in 2010, are under the trees, under the verandas, under the bushes. So in particular for me, Grace, I'm not celebrating, and I'm dedicating this day for the women of Magui and the women of Torit. Because this problem is not only in Magui, it started in Torit, in Payam of Kudo, which is Lowoi, and then it moves to Magui.
Beatrice Abe, another lawmaker representing Magui County in the National Parliament, says after South Sudan's leaders signed the Revitalized Peace Agreement, women leaders expected South Sudanese citizens to peacefully coexist. But unfortunately, Abe says some communities in South Sudan consider themselves superior to other communities. Abe describes the recent violence in Magui County as horrific, where armed herders burned houses, killed innocent residents and displaced hundreds of people from their land.
I know even that old woman who was burnt in their house. It has been so painful to me. It has really been so devastating to me. So this thing is not good. What is happening in South Sudan is not a good thing. While we celebrate Women's Day and the women are being treated like that, they are being killed in such a manner. And those who are now in the bushes with small children, those who are delivering in bushes, those who are delivering in verandas under trees are many. This is the most worst year for me in the history of South Sudan with the Women's Day, where instead of celebrating the beauty of a woman, you are celebrating the pains of women, what women go through.
Abe says she wonders if a person who commits such atrocity deserves to be forgiven and to coexist in society with others. She says South Sudan has nothing to celebrate today when killing continue at a time when suffering should be a thing of the past and citizen and government are focused on nation building.
Now we are in the era of nation building and this thing happens to our women, including all the women. It is devastating. To me personally, I have nothing to celebrate. To me, the struggle continues. The struggle is not over.
Abe notes that South Sudanese women have suffered enough and it is time for the government to take women's issues, including their security and welfare, more seriously. Eastern Equatoria state leaders say armed pastoralists attacked Abara Boma a week ago, killing 5 people and burning several houses. Eastern Equatoria Governor Luis Lobong condemned the attack, which he said led to the displacement of more than 6,000 members of the host community, including many women. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.